Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Cole from Ohio. I wanted to call in my ghost story. This takes place about 40-some years ago. Every year, my family, when I was young in the 70s, we would drive down to eastern Kentucky on the West Virginia border, and we would go there during the Memorial Day holidays to go decorate graves on my grandmother, my dad's mom's side, and we would drive to a place that was called Carter's Chapel. It was very, very, very rural. There was nothing around it. It was off of a dirt road. And there was a chapel on one side of the dirt road, and then on the other side would have been the cemetery or the churchyard. We would always tend to make it our midday stop so that we would picnic in the cemetery. There was really large, very large oak trees and sycamore trees around there. So it was very well shaded, but it was a very pretty old cemetery. Very typical, had the black wrought iron fence that, you know, was real wonky and missing parts, and old marble, but also old sandstone headstones, and just very, very old, very pretty. We would usually take some sort of picnic lunch, usually, you know, get Kentucky Fried Chicken and have coleslaw and an applesauce cake and all that good stuff. And we would picnic in the cemetery. Well, across the road from there was a place which, the cemetery was named after Carter's Chapel, and it was the original place that my oldest uncle had preached at. He was a Baptist minister, and so he had been taken back to Kentucky when he passed away in Ohio and was buried over in Carter's Chapel Cemetery. So my sister was probably 8, I was probably 6. On this particular visit. And when my dad and my granny were over decorating graves in the cemetery, my sister and I decided to go over and play around the chapel. Now, the chapel was no longer being used and hadn't been used in quite some time. The two double doors at the front were chained closed. I believe it was 3 or 4 sets of windows on either side of the chapel were shuttered closed, big metal shutters that were locked, so you couldn't get in on either side there. But there was 2 windows on either side of the chapel where you could look in, where you could see where the preacher would have been, where the pulpit was. So, and those windows were busted out. So obviously, you know, it was unused. So people decided they'd go in there and all that kind of thing. So my sister and I, we gathered up, I don't know, some logs or something, and we got ourselves and we, you know, popped ourselves through the window and we got into the chapel this particular visit. And it was very, very typical of a small place, you know, that you would go to a service at. All it was a one room. There were eight rows of pews where people would sit, where the congregation would sit, and they were kind of angled, you know, at an angle, and you had the aisle way. And, you know, you saw the two closed double doors at the very end, and they were chained on the inside as well as the outside. So there was no light coming in there or anything in the actual chapel, you know, where the people would sit area. But the windows, like I said, were busted out on either side where you would have seen the preacher at. And there was kind of like this full step up, if you will, kind of a, and right there where the pulpit was, there was also, two pews where probably the elders would sit or the choir if they had, you know, 10 or 12 people that were singing, where they would have sat. And then out the back was a door that was also chained shut. And if you went out back, there was the old outhouse because, you know, no plumbing, no electricity, anything. You could look up and there was a steeple and you could see where there would have been a bell, but the bell was missing as well. So I'm assuming that leaves probably got in the two busted windows and probably down through the steeple that was up top. So on this particular visit, when my sister and I, we decided to go into the chapel while Dad and Granny were over there decorating graves. When we got through the window, we saw on that little step up the area where the preacher would have been and the altar was and all that. There was what appeared to be a card game set out, you know, like as if somebody had just taken a deck of cards, you know, with the red swirly backs, and they had dealt out, I believe it was five hands, just as if there was a card game going on or getting ready to go on. There was the stack of the cards in the middle of the five hands that were laid out. What also was around, but was not stacked, it looked like that somebody had taken, I don't really know, I was only 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere in that ballpark. It looked like somebody had taken handfuls of $1 bills and just thrown them up in the air, and they were littered all around this card game. As if somebody, I don't know if they were playing $1 poker or what they were doing, and they were just littered all around. And, you know, after my sister and I, we kind of looked around and we were playing around and we ended up saying, well, you know, Daddy didn't raise any fool here and there isn't anybody around and this place is deserted. So all we could think of is there was $30, $40 worth of $1 bills around. So we started picking them up thinking, you know, this was the 70s. You could buy, you know, four candy bars for a dollar or two cans of soda pop. So, I mean, we were going to pick them up. So we started picking them up. We started talking about all the things we could get if we went to the pool and, you know, riding our bike up there and we were going to have this money and we'd have it in our pocket. And the funniest thing happened while we were sitting there gathering this cash up, bent over, talking to each other, all of a sudden, from the direct where those two locked doors were at the end of where, you know, the people would be sitting, this huge, hard gust of wind blew right up, you know, from the pews and everything just blew, and it blew all the dust and the leaves and everything just blew up this big, huge gust of wind. Scared my sister and I to death. Dropped the dollar bills, like, you know, we were just scared. And we ran out the windows And, you know, we dumped out of there. And I remember because I cut my leg on one of the pieces that was in there. And we ran back to where my dad and my granny were, and we didn't say anything about it. We just ran back to where they were in the cemetery. And we just left that alone, just looking at each other like, holy crap, what went on in there? There was nothing. There was no place where there was a gust of wind should have come from because everything was closed up. So before we left, my granny and my dad wanted to go and just kind of look at the chapel and everything. And they were reminiscing about my Uncle Tom and you know, when he was alive and that kind of thing. And they noticed that the windows were really, really busted out, just like my sister and I knew. And Dad kind of stuck his head in the window, and he's like, oh, wow, looky in there. I think somebody was in there playing some poker or something. And you could see that card game still laid out, like as if there'd been no guest to win. And there was all the $1 bills around. And Granny said, well, girls, you know, there ain't nobody around here. Why don't you grab up in there and grab those dollar bills? And my sister and I looked at each other, and we were like, nope, nope, that's okay. Those dollar bills can stay right there. So then we loaded back up into the car, and we left, and we ended up going off into other cemeteries for the rest of the day. And that's the only time that it ever happened there. Now, I will say that Carter Chapel is no longer there where that particular area is because they ended up moving the cemetery and tearing down the chapel because they flooded the valley. So that area is now gone. But that is what happened to me and my sister. And we thought it was really funny because years later now, we went to the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. And if you've ever been there, in the very top floor in this one room, the person who was giving the tour told us, you know, when they took us in there, they're like, looky here, this is where we had this ongoing card game because this was where this floor was used as for a drug and rehabilitation area, blah, blah, blah. And I remember my sister and I looked at that card game and somebody was like, well, hey, looky there, there's money laying down there. And we're like, yeah, and it needs to stay right where it's at. Trust us on this, folks. So that is my ghost story. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.